pseudopods over here?
Yeah.
Oh boy, pseudopods.
Stump without toes. My sister has that.
Nice.
Thalidomide.
Well, that's how she became the kicker for the Jets.
Well, yeah. You know, well, she's got a massive mace for a foot.
She can punt.
Like a morning star.
She can punt. You know, two football field length.
Yes.
They have dudes in the parking lot ready to receive her punt.
Gets right out in that boat and just starts punting. You wouldn't think you could do that on AstroTurf.
Are you sure about this sock?
Just keep chewing.
All right.
You gotta get to the chewy center.
Oh, okay.
Guys, you feel kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little post-Thanksgiving euphoria.
Do you hear a hissing noise? I hear like a hissing, like a hiss, like a...
I kind of hear like
that. You hear that?
Yeah, softly, like in the back.
It's like it's coming from this heating vent.
Hey, dude, careful.
Guys, there's like a tank up here with like a tube and it's spewing gas.
Sweet, this is like one of those old Batman episodes.
Somebody's... No wonder you've been so lascivious towards me, Troop. Your actions aren't your own.
For real?
Yeah, this is some kind of weird... But here, I'm going to go in my What Jail Is Like utility belt and get us some of our universal What Jail Is Like antidote pills. Here, take this.
But I naturally...
Just take it. Now, does my ass look quite as supple as it did just moments ago?
Well, not as supple.
Well, there you go.
Still significantly supple.
Are we still talking about pseudopods?
Eat this.
What?
Just eat the pill.
I don't know. Troop, should I take this?
Just take it.
I mean, the sock's looking good. I'm not done with the sock.
Focus on my ass.
Is the chewy center going to still be there?
Yes.
If I go?
Focus on my
pill,
ass.
Mike.
All right, all right.
Common opinion about my ass now.
What do you think of Troop's ass right now?
And we'll take a poll.
Pre-pill,
after.
What do you think of the ass?
Is that a cookie in your ass?
All right, now
what's
eat the
cookie
pill.
Doing on your ass?
Eat the pill.
It's like milk. Okay, well, fine. I'm alienated.
What is it? It's Mark.
Oh, he's back.
Mark,
what the hell?
Look at Mark. Look what at Matt's this? Ass. Look at Matt's ass. What do you see? Not a cookie though.
No.
Who would hatch a plot this insidious?
Somebody who wanted insidious lasciviousness.
Yes. Someone who wanted to see the end of the What Jill Is Like crew, perhaps.
Who could that be?
Well, there's a... Let's see.
This is a long list,
Rantoul.
I know.
Rantoul.
Hey, let me get out the book.
Okay, well, Rantoul does not have the brain.
Who's been isolated?
All right, here...
Who's been isolated as a threat?
Here is the What Jill Is Like enemy book.
Ow.
Yes, yeah, sorry. It's a big book. That's volume one. Let me get the other one.
Ow! It's one of those books that's taller than it is wide.
Why don't you just get the index out?
Okay, let me get out the index.
All right, flip to Insidious in the index and see if that listed.
No, wait, this is the IL volume, so let me move IN. Okay, yes, Insidious does want something done about us. Apparently we were ripping on Insidiousness back in May.
Oh, jeez. That was totally you, Mark.
What can I say? It's a lame. It's a lame little adjective.
Seriously. It's probably the whack-ass Cali Insidiousness.
Ain't nothing worse.
Seriously.
Than whack-ass Cali Insidiousness.
Well, guys, this might be a wake-up call. Maybe we need to have a kinder, gentler What Jail Is Like, you know?
You think?
Like a feminine hygiene product commercial version.
Seriously.
Of What Jail Is Like, where, you know, we take the kid down by the river and we explain what's happening to his body.
So we should
turn
over a new leaf?
Yeah. Mate, what do you think, Mark?
Well, you know, being the oppositional figure that I am, I'm kind of contractually bound to disagree with whatever you say, but I'm willing to go along with the plan.
Well, it's not really in our natures, but I'm willing to give it a shot if you think it's what's best.
I think we should just try to be... When we go to the show this week, I think we should just be nice. Be, like, overly nice to everyone.
Lick my eye.
To take another pill. I gotta shut the gas off. Can I lick your eye?
No, dude.
All right, good. See you then. You sure?
Yeah?
You're sure, like, deep down inside you don't want me to lick your eye?
I'm not sure about anything deep down inside. So, you want us to start being nice to people? Like, complimenting deeds done well?
Or even deeds done, you know...
Mediocre?
Mediocrely.
Okay, well, let's try. Let's read a PSA. Okay, hang on. I'll get a PSA.
All right. Isn't it creepy how he always brings the PSA box with him, no matter where he is?
Seriously. Somebody might ask for a performance.
Hanging that in
my room?
He's got the PSA box in his pocket.
It's a mark for you, though.
He's got big pockets. That's a heavy, that's a heavy metal box.
Okay. Here's a PSA. Let's read this really nicely. Reading and book signing. On Friday, December 3rd, Tony M. Judd. Hey, maybe she's related to the Judds. They do that fantastic, sassy country music, and some of them do that really, you know, ass-kicking, you know, really stand-up action movies.
Or maybe he's related to Judd Nelson, who was a fine actor and a Renaissance man.
It's a T-O-N-I, so that's even, you know, better that she took that male name and then made it hers.
Maybe they're released, maybe, you know, maybe... She's related to Tony and Tony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, formerly of Tony.
Sure.
Wow, I'm excited about this.
Split up, but amicably.
Amicably, because you know what? They were good.
They were good.
Very good.
But they wanted to explore what it was like to be individual Tonys.
Right.
Excellent. So I'm excited about this already, and I'm only like one line into this PSA.
That's great. And we're informing people, too.
Tony M. Judd will be in the Illini Union Bookstore, which is a good place to be.
You can get books there.
Yes.
That's what I've heard.
Yes.
I don't know for sure.
In exchange for money? Books. Yeah. In the author's corner, so you'll know where to find her. They've got this place specifically set aside for authors to be. That's spectacular.
And I've heard that they have chairs for them to sit on.
Oh, good.
How nice of them.
Which is, you know, if you're an author and you come a long way to do a reading, sitting is good.
And there's free coffee, I know, in the author's corner. And you know what, though, folks? Don't just go to partake of the free coffee. That would be wrong.
Oh, no. But you might enjoy the coffee while you're there. It'll make the experience even better. And it's an author's corner, so it's a really defined area of space. You know, it's not a limbo, for example.
Seriously.
Reading and book signing. So not only is she going to read from the book to you, then you can go buy it, then she'll sign it for you.
Mm-hmm. She's not going to leave you hanging out in the dark. You know?
How freaking cool.
And that'll make your, you know, enjoyment, your experience of the book just that much more, you know.
You can keep... Looking at it, yeah. Looking at where she signed it, sniffing the pen ink, you know, and thinking back to the time you met Tony Judd.
Then you can kill her and the price of the book will go up.
Killing isn't positive.
Matt. Focus.
Come on, man.
All right, focus. Okay. Nice.
She is a longtime resident of Urbana. She's local. Support your neighbors.
Support them, because a lot of people say that, you know, nobody literate comes from Urbana.
Oh, yeah. And let's prove those people wrong.
Let's prove those people silly heads.
You know what? And I'd like to say that, you know, if you see a performance artist from Rantoul or Narga coming through, you know, those, they're people, too. And you really need to, you know, just support what's going on.
Oh, sorry.
Come on,
man. You have no idea how much that took out of me. Don't laugh. Yeah.
Sorry.
That took a lot out of me.
So I think it's great that she's from Urbana because she speaks the language of the Urbana streets, which is, you know, that's something we can all relate to. Her experiences are formed by her having been in Urbana, and we're near Urbana right now. And you know what she does in Urbana? Well, she works as a federal court reporter.
That is great. She reports on the courts.
Seriously, yes. And court saves lives.
Yes, courts. They really, you know, they're oriented towards justice. Much of the time.
If justice isn't being served, they'll wrangle justice up by the neck and then slap it around and put it back in its place.
And we would have no idea what court was doing if Tony M. Judd didn't report on it.
Exactly.
All right. It's not just any court either. It's a federal court. I mean, a lot of times you'll get a PSA that's talking about some dinky little court somewhere. You know, a bunch of guys just got together and declared that
a court.
Well,
we say pshaw to that.
Pshaw. We've got a federal court reporter here. Her novel, Green Grass, Red Streets... called Green Grass, Red Streets.
What a wonderful title.
I've seen some green grass. I can relate to that.
I haven't seen some red streets, but, you know, that doesn't mean they don't exist.
But I'm sure that when you get done reading, you'll see those red streets in a vividity that
has never been experienced before.
I've got this image in my head of, like, red street next to green grass. Looks great.
This isn't working at all. This just isn't us, man. This is going against the grain. This is like trying to carve something out of wood, and you're completely going against the grain. All you do is get splintered.
You know, you're right. I have a nosebleed.
I don't know.
Mark, how did that
Mark,
feel
you're burst out in a rash around your neck. I don't know if you can notice that, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to stuff my small intestine back down my throat. Hang on. I don't know what it is about reading a PSA nicely that makes my small intestine come up, but...
Okay, well, I have a plan B, then.
What's that?
Let's just go beat the snot out of Insidious on our way to the show. We'll just stop by Insidious' place. We'll act all nice when he lets us in.
Yeah.
We'll just beat him like a redheaded stepchild. We'll crush his little Insidious skull.
Rock the Casbah. That's a plan we should have rolled with from the get-go.
All for one?
One for all. Maintain the hate? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't believe
the hate.
Maintain the hate. Woo!
By the power? Something like that.